not to quote you, but who did you deal with on a regular basis?
I dealt with the president more than anybody else. And the other vice president is a beast.
Okay. What kind of working relationship, when what matters did you say, for instance, deal with Dean?
Well, you see, Dean represented functions or areas of work. He was engineering. He was responsible for the staffing, for review of composition, of whether it was ceramic engineering or electrical engineering or whatever, any of it. He, from my point of view, was my contact with all of these individual people. And so we would talk about the needs of these people, of these programs. And so that's where we came into the dean. I was not making any demands. When I talked about agriculture, I talked to the dean about the problems of enough transportation, the problems of enough money to have fertilizer, if we get extension service, the problems of manning the barn office, problems that anywhere that business management and allocation of funds, the only thing I could do was through these people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any information on the teaching and the research and others, but I tried to be of help to them in any way I could see. To help, if the librarian was very short on volumes, the number of volumes to meet certain criteria, I did my best at budget time and otherwise to see that people gave adequate emphasis to the need for books in the library.
Okay.
And the same way with really business management and an institution is nothing but a service organization. It can't be anything else. Sure, you run dormitories, but why? To give students a place to stay while they're in residence and to make it comfortable enough for them to do the kind of study and the things that they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You run food service. Why? You can't have enough cafeterias around here to feed this population, so you run and give nutritious meals, as reasonable as possible. You know, anybody eats the same place every day. You don't do that at home. You go out and get a hamburger somewhere. To know that they're getting their money's worth, and that if they will eat there regularly, they will do all right.
Mm-hmm.
We ran the hotel. Why? As a service. To take it off, and it'd be just great. To run a motor pool. Why? To provide transportation that's safe and sound for the people that need to travel to do their function. Duplicating and photography and this thing. Rather than have everybody with a little bug camera going around or a little the blueprint machine, when you call hectographs or something like this,
mm-hmm.
go and get first class jobs done as reasonably as possible with enough supplies coming in so to get full utilization of these things.
Right, through the provision of central services.
So what I'm saying is that business management, it doesn't do any teaching. It doesn't do
any research.
We're not supposed to go out and beat the drums for this, that, and the other. We don't play any football. But we want to see that the football program has adequate provisions to do their job. So I had tried to get the deans and many of them, and I didn't get them since they're here. But how can we help them? And when they've tell me all these things, I couldn't do anything about it. But I could be the catalyst, and I could be the way through which I could talk to the Attorney General, or the State Treasurer,
mm-hmm.
or the Budget Control Board, or the Governor, or the Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and say, hey, listen, I was talking with Dean so-and-so the other day, and he's an honest fella. He didn't try to pull any wool off the eyes, and he's got a problem in this area. One fella used to be so cooperative, and you would know his name. And you know all about it. His name was Olin Guest. He was from Bob Davis's classmate. We had a little short of money. We had put everything together, and we thought we had as good a balance as possible. But the mountain came in just wasn't enough. So we went to them and said, now, we've got to make up a certain amount. We're not going to slash it across because some people can't take. Because some people can, it'll hurt. But you got to relook this thing. Well, they all came back. And I remember now sitting down. What he proposed to do. I said, Dr. Gass, you don't know how much I appreciate your energy, your full spirit of this thing. But I want you to go back and rework this. You have cut into your programs much deeper. And from practice, it's going to be much more harmful to those programs. That is necessary. Here's about the level that the most of them do. So it's a strange thing to come from a budget officer. You didn't ask for enough. You told me back down you need this amount. And I was confident you needed that amount. We asked for that amount. We didn't get that amount. Now you can't overnight just to be cooperative in the budget. Cut that program way down to here. I said, let's get along. And left. And some people just didn't want to put anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had been bare bones. And finally, you get to know the people who is, now don't imply from that that people were not conscientious. I've told many people, and I'll tell you, I would not respect the faculty member or the he didn't put his best foot forward. That's what he's hired to. He's hired to look after this program and this program.
Mm-hmm.
And if he came in with his little spirit, what did he give me to be all right? That's not the kind of fellow you want. You want everybody to make just as good a case. Now, I didn't pass judgment on him. We got him together, and you'd be surprised how closely finally things got together. I didn't set a single person's salary. But non-academic people, we had a classification system. I know extension service person came in to see me. And he came in my office with fire in his eyes. He said, I need your father-in-law. He's a wonderful minister. He was my minister 15 years. I've known this, that, and the other. And for you to have done this, it's horrible. I said, whoa. What's all this about? He says, they told me that you would not let them give me a raise. I said, well, I don't go around calling people liars, but let's look at what the situation is. I said, maybe the person told you the exact situation and it didn't come through just a little minute. I said, now if he told you that there were certain classes, certain
diligent. He was. If that is what they told you, they're right. But if they told you that Matt Wilson said that you couldn't make this so much because I don't have any idea what you make, I said they'd be wrong. So it's a matter of going together. So you asked how I worked with the dean.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had a dean of the college, so the dean's in 40 states. And Dr. Kennedy would, fortunately, I don't know why, had complete confidence in my interest in the whole program. And many times he referred to me more problems than I wanted to tackle. But he said, well, you money man, we got to do this. I said, well, you got to tell me how to. So finally, of course, I told the board, and I think I hope this is no fake, I told the board my team, I'll come to you, Mr. Controller. And that was the title, by the way, that was used in all the institutions for this.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it was changed to something else. And without any change of a word, I haven't got to be vice president of business finance. Before I was here, there was a business manager, Little John,
mm-hmm.
and A.J. Brown. He's the treasurer. And the secretary of the board. Those two were
combined to create the position of control. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can add any more to say that I did not pretend to know anything except systems and approaches and how to go about management and how to go about tools and management. But I certainly couldn't tell you anything about ceramic engineering. I can't even tell you how to grow grass in my lawn.
We agree on that for sure.
Well,
I
came against the background to I was just to bring the bear on this and to this I know you won't put that. I'm saying with beautification. Daisy would leave Washington to go down for the weekend and she said, now look at the flower bed. When she come back, she might have the most beautiful growth of weed you've ever seen. Because I couldn't detect the weed from the flower. Weed looked like to me just as pretty as a flower. Love the flowers instead of the weed. And being a beautification, I must say, I don't know a red cedar from an arborvitae. But I know where to get people who do. And when I put so much fertilizer out, they put 18 tons of lime, black lime, fertilizer. 2 tons of pelletized lime, 4 tons of 1846 euro or something. I said, now, I don't know how much to put out. They said, all right, put down 75 pounds, about 15 pounds. I said, now I can figure that out. I can step off.
You can do that.
Put something in. I can do that and see if that's done. But I wouldn't know whether to put half that much. Might have put so much and burned the stuff up once. So that's the way it was in doing this. It wasn't through people, with people. And giving people a break. See, when I mentioned the situation in Washington, when the people would telephone from Texas, and I'd get on the phone, they'd ask a question. I always thought I was not doing a good job. If I couldn't tell them, refer to part 4 of the manual, section so-and-so and so-and-so. And that is the best guide we know about how to do it. Because I couldn't know everything. And that's the way I think. I hope they can get it. Because I've got one of these for every place I've ever been. They promised to give me. I had a manual.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what to do. So we just try to work through people and with people. And it's been a glorious experience. see, you can't be worried about what they say. I mean, you know you're doing the best you can. I'm no expert, no witness, so don't pretend to be.
Let's get back to your, you did deal extensively with the Office of the President, and how did that go? What were your dealings? How are they characterized? What kind of problems did you work with?
Well, I was responsible for a certain area of business and finance. The President was here. One, it was up to me to keep him informed. I didn't want him to be down in Columbia, here, there, and yonder, and something had happened, and he wasn't informed of.
Mm-hmm.
He had more than he could do, but we had to work together. And when we'd go in, I didn't go in and say, I did this and this. What do you think of this? He looked at me. And to give us advice and direction. And just as you and I are talking, we've got a problem here. Whenever we ask for a budget or ask for a certain other, go in and one, he had a right to know. He was the lead. He was the coordinator. He was the one that had the place. So, as there have been places where I sent a week and a report. But here, it's two folks here place. But I would have been awfully embarrassed if the President had been caught not knowing something that he should have known. Now, when I go to Columbia and talk with people, if there's anything I thought he needed to know, well, maybe I was wrong sometimes. Maybe he needed to know more than I told him. But to the best of my ability, this may sound funny. I'm not playing with that, so I'm just to clear my conscience. I tried to treat him like I would want to be treated. I would like the staff to treat me. If there's something that they had reason to think that I need to know, if there was something that they could help me with, I'd want them to come to me. Same way with the President, something I thought he needed to know. Certain things that he could help me with, or direct me, or make a decision, or whatever he wanted to do. That was his baby. So that's just the way for a long time we used to ride the whole lot together. He taught us not to drive me. And we wasn't many things that we didn't bounce back and forth. And like you just said before you came up here, anytime you had a problem with needed some money or something, he'd come in and see me and say, can we do this? Can we afford it? Is it legal? Is it possible to do so? And I couldn't always give an answer on either. I said, well, now, if you want this done, I'll see what can be done. I might go and check with the state officer, the place control board, or whatever, and come back to the answer. I didn't have all the answers. So it may sound a little bit sophomore, but it's sort of a team. Now, I made up my mind when I came here. I was in the safety director when I went to get political permission. And in Washington, I said, I made up my mind there wasn't ever going to be any problem that I knew about between my position. Whenever that got to be the point, it's time for me to go. Just life's too short.
Mm-hmm.
And when he made a decision, that was it. Might argue a wee bit, but only a wee bit, because I'm usually the President had already thought the thing out pretty thoroughly. So if you want to put this much emphasis in this, so be it. I'm all there for you. I prefer to have a little of this down over here.
can dedicate anything, it'd be dedicated except the use of this. So it's short of Washington calling at Tillman Hall. So first thing they're gonna give you a key. So I pulled a key to the thing that was down on the steps of the chapel. I said, I can delegate anything to anybody. I think those are answers except this. And I'm going to use this when I need to. So I tell him, our budget director. The reason I remember this so well is because he repeated so many times. Says, I remember who you said. And that's true. When you figure out how many people to help you, hundreds, one guy, I couldn't even cook, keep the grass of the country house cut. I couldn't wash the dishes for breakfast. So that's the spirit that each person has to put in the mix. And any time anybody thinks that they're also good, they can be embarrassed sometimes. There's been times when I thought I was good and I got pretty well embarrassed. But long before I was here, I'd been working for 21 years for state and federal government before I was 10 years. But it's been a very challenging experience. It's, every day there was something new. When the snow would, or rain or something, and come in, the electric power lines would come down, they'd go out and see all Lynch would get up there, and I'd be worried about to see if he's going to be shocked. You'd have other kind of problems, have a fire here. We had so much of interest. We had some of the best engineers in the world. We had invented it here. The thing that gets the cooling throughout this campus, there's a metal cylinder like this. You never had, before people had been putting in square things and pouring concrete and all. They couldn't afford that, so they got these corrugated metal things, and that's where the power lines and all those things go through there. They get room enough to walk through there. Mm-hmm. And the earth saves it.
Let me ask you a question. What type of leadership did he give to the campus during the time that he was president?
Who was that?
Dr. Edwards.
Outstanding leadership. With outstanding capacity for going into the details in most any facet you would want to, whether it's anthrax and this or whether it's something. He can get up for committee meetings in Columbia, wherever he is, and field more questions than any 10 people. I mean, he was a very dynamic leader and used that kind of energy that he had in the textile industry. He didn't begin to teach any courses, but he tried to do all he could to get salaries up, get money for buildings, to give them the tools, and full cooperation, and had the intestinal fortitude, and I wouldn't tell him this if I still work for him, because I never did do that too much for my bosses. Intestinal fortitude to do things when they weren't necessarily popular. When it came to the matter of integration, going right in there, never quitting. A lesser man would have just, and actually someone, even the governor at that time, said, don't look it up, backslide, just maybe it'll go away. No, he was a very dynamic leader. Honestly, it was a pleasure to work with, because if he's ever said no to anything I recommended, but I didn't want him to say no, because I don't want to call it. I mean, that sounds funny, but I mean, trying to think, I want to be darn careful to recommend something that I would want him to do.
Sure.
But no, he was a dynamic leader, and he would gentleman knows, he'd get the factory people up there and tell them everything that's going on in Columbia, and he'd tell the people in Columbia when he'd get down to his budget team. For years, I handled the budget presentation. But then it became to the point that he looked like he enjoyed doing it. He would write out his whole presentation, and he would bring in to the Budget Control Board or to the Ways and Means Committee how Clemson fitted in the overall thing. Wouldn't mention the dollars. He turned over and said, now Wilson will tell you how much. But he'd go into the programs and